Jesus said that every expectation for our behavior can be found in two commandments, which sum up all the rest. Love God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength, and your neighbor as yourself. In fact, the Apostle John tells me that if I don't love my neighbor, then I don't love God. It's that important. Listen to what he says in 1 John chapter 2, verse 7. Brothers, I write no new commandment to you, but an old commandment, which you had from the beginning. The old commandment is the word which you have heard from the beginning. Again, a new commandment I write unto you, which thing is true in him and in you, because the darkness is past, and the true light now shines. He that says that he is in the light and hates his brother is in darkness, even until now. He that loves his brother abides in the light, and there is no occasion of stumbling in him. But he that hates his brother is in darkness, and walks in darkness, and knows not whither he goes, because that darkness has blinded his eyes. You see, hatred blinds our eyes. And when we do not love others as Christ loved them, then our eyes are blinded to the love of God. That does not mean that we embrace the evil that's in this world and the evil that people do. We still oppose that. We still stand for God and against evil, against the devil, and against his works in this world. But we treat people as Jesus treated them, doing no harm to them, treating them as we would want to be treated. So God, help me in that. That sometimes is a very difficult task, isn't it? Let's pray that God will help us today in that. Father in heaven, I pray that you would help me to love others, and especially to love my brothers and sisters within the church. I pray that any enmity that might be between me and them be resolved. If I need to go to them and talk to them, if I need to ask forgiveness, help me to do so. Help me always to love my brother and sister. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.